USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a very serious look at the big budget deal that Democrats and Republicans have came up with to avoid another partial government shutdown.
Well, we haven't gotten it yet. We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines, because you could have that been known to happen before to people.
Things got a bit testy on Capitol Hill on Wednesday as the Trump administration's new special envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, clashed Wednesday with freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question. And
yes or no?
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack.
And FEMA Administrator Brock Long announces his resignation. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
No bullets fired by law enforcement officers during the Pulse nightclub massacre hit civilians. That's the findings released by the state today after a two-year investigation. More than 400 shots were fired by 15 people, including the gunman, and 50 people were injured, and 49 died on June 12, 2016. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with American troops today during his visit to Poland for the International Conference on the Middle East. After landing in Warsaw for the four-day visit to Europe, Pence was accompanied by Poland's leader to a hangar where he addressed Polish and American troops. During his speech, Pence thanked the Polish people for standing in solidarity with the United States.
We will stand with you, and the United States of America stands with Poland as a part of the most successful mutual defense alliance in the history of the world, and we always will.
Former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley is returning to the nonprofit agency that she founded several years ago. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time ever, total Valentine's Day spending is projected to top $20 billion in the United States. With that all being said, 51% of Americans plan to celebrate the holiday. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Jackie Thomas. Jackie's an authorist, a poetess, and she also hosts her own podcast. You can find out more about her by checking out aromanticperspective.com. Well, what are some ways that we can be creative when we do celebrate Valentine's Day?
You can do your classic date and or your own rendition of it. So, and this is for the fellas. So, come on, fellas, take initiative. Your lady will appreciate your taking the reins of romance. You may opt for, like, the classic date, like a nice restaurant that you know she'll love, for example. Or if you are a good cook, take time to make a nice meal and have a nice, you know, candlelight dinner with her, either at your place or hers for Valentine's Day. And both of you dress nicely for one another. You know, this is a date. Remember, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long time, this is almost like a first date. Think of it. You know, remember how excited you were when you were first courting? Kind of treat it like this. This is a celebration of your romance.
And finally, for the first time, the Parkinson's Foundation is talking openly about medical marijuana. A survey shows 8 in 10 patients have used medical marijuana to treat anxiety and boost their appetite. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.